This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democrats one step closer to impeaching President Trump. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Today, with the Speaker announcement, she has weakened this nation.
House Minority Leader, California Republican Kevin McCarthy telling reporters,
"It was not new news. They always had this pre-written timeline from the day they got sworn in."
President Trump in a tweet saying, "I say if you are going to impeach me, do it now, fast, so I can have a fair trial in the Senate, and so that our country can get back to business. We will have Schiff, the Bidens, Pelosi, and many more testify, and will reveal for the first time how corrupt our system really is."
Saudi Arabia's state-owned oil company's IPO yesterday, the largest in history, selling 3 billion shares and raising $25.5 billion. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
West Virginia Governor Jim Justice ordering the firing of a group of corrections officers trainees photographed giving Nazi salutes. Department of Military Affairs and Public Safety Cabinet Secretary Jeff Sandy says there are a lot of brave and professional people in the organization that should not be lumped into the same group.
And this group of 37 does not represent the Division of Corrections and Rehabilitation.
Getting a report of an active shooter at Naval Air Station Pensacola in Florida. It's currently on lockdown. A spokesman for the base confirming that there was a report at about 7 o'clock this morning local time and that the gates to the base are currently closed. Officials urging people to stay away from the base, and those at the base are being told to seek shelter. Four people died in a shootout yesterday in Coral Gables, Florida, when robbery suspects carjacked a UPS truck. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety, because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
Democratic presidential candidate Michael Bloomberg confronts the issue of gun control. Here's more from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg said on Thursday the gun violence epidemic in this country hasn't been solved because politicians have viewed it as a problem plaguing Latinos and African Americans, thus not acting to solve the nationwide madness. The 2020 Democratic presidential hopeful discusses his plan to overhaul the background check system.
One of the biggest problems with existing background check systems has nothing to do with the database. It contains a lot of useful information about criminal history, but most of it can't be used actually to deny a purchase. And we're going to change that by requiring buyers to obtain a permit before they purchase a gun. Because just having a background check isn't enough. The question is, even no matter what the background check says, can you stop them from getting a gun when they're a minor, when they have a criminal record, or when they have psychiatric problems?
And Buick says it's ending production of the Regal sedan and the Tourex wagon in 2020. The Regal nameplate's been around for more than 40 years, but the carmaker says buyers prefer to purchase sport utility vehicles these days, and demand for the Regal fell by double digits for the first time through the first 9 months of this year. The Tourex wagon sold better than many thought, but they say it can't maintain a large enough market to justify future production. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I'll tell you, in spite of all the headwinds for all these years, we keep fighting the good fight. It would seem that a majority of the country is in favor of getting this country back on track. We just have maybe a different idea as to how to do it. I'm not sure impeachment is part of the formula, but that's what's going on. But meanwhile, good news here, and that is the economy, much to the surprise and the dismay of those antithetical forces. Yes, America is winning again still. 266,000 jobs in the month of November, blowing past expectations. I want to bring Megan Barth on right now. She's the co-chair of Red Wave America PAC and the Media Quality Project. Hey, Megan, good news for the economy, huh?
Good news for the economy, and so this, I think, is why exactly we've known this for a while. The Democrats are going to impeach the president because that's all they got to defeat the president. When you're running against an economy like this and you've done absolutely nothing to contribute to those numbers, you've got to run on the politics of personal identity, like personal sabotage, the politics of personal destruction, as the Democrats don't like to call it, but that's exactly what it is. And so Nancy Pelosi says, sure, they'll go forward with the articles of impeachment. Sure, they'll impeach the president. Merry Christmas, President. Merry Christmas, America. This is the gift to the Americans, which is just the giving the president and the country a stain on the historical record.
Yeah, what a mess this is. The important things that we could be focusing on, USMCA, drug pricing, immigration, on and on, that really helps America. This is what the president and the Republicans are focused on. Some, of course, on the House side, Republicans are having to be dragged through this thing that is so boring. I mean, even the chair, I don't know if you saw this or not, Megan, but Jerry Nadler, nodded out in the middle of his own committee hearing. I mean, how embarrassing. What does that tell you?
Yeah, when the chairman of the Judiciary Committee falls asleep, can you imagine how, your average Joe out in America is reacting? But no, they're not bored of boring us to death yet, because come Monday morning, we're going to have more, quote-unquote, I guess, witnesses that didn't see anything. I don't know how you can be a witness to something if you didn't see it or didn't hear it. But, yeah, they're going to parade more of their air quote witnesses out, I assume, on Monday.
Well, help me understand this, okay? We have four liberal professors come, to report, and they take an oath. Why would you take an oath when all you're doing is offering an opinion. I mean, there's no fact. There's nothing there. It's just an opinion. So I don't understand why they'd be sworn in with an oath to tell the whole truth and nothing but when it's only your opinion. Am I missing something here?
No, you're not missing a darn thing, except you just really have to do the logical gymnastics and, the linguistic karaoke, karaoke, really,
right,
in order to understand just what the Democrats are talking about and where the hell they're going.
Yeah. Was it all just show, like you say, kabuki theater or karaoke, whatever you want to, however you want to characterize it?
Yes.
But that's okay. But still, it's just, was it all kabuki just to make it seem like it had some sort of credence? And that's why we swore them in? Was that part and parcel of the show in the theater?
Well, sure, because they want to give some validity that what they're saying is, the whole truth and nothing but the truth to help you God. Well, it's the whole truth and nothing but the truth, according to them and their own opinion.
Exactly, but it's not fact. It's just opinion. So it's like, throw the fact that we say all the time on this show, Megan, that in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And that's what they did. So it's like, as many of the Republicans complained about is that, look, instead of doing a fact-finding hearing, it was all opinion things that have been said before. We knew beforehand what they were going to say and what they were going to side on. We've gotten, we've been bombarded with tweets, columns, things like that. A little bit of surprise, the attack on Barron. Not a whole lot of class from somebody so highly educated and a professor. I mean, wow. And Melania did not hold back. God bless her for responding and protecting her son.
Well, I think the Republicans would really be really wise if they took the woman, is it Kaplan? Is that her last name?
Yeah, Kaplan. Yes, Pamela Kaplan.
Pamela Kaplan. I think if they just took Pamela Kaplan's 30 seconds of her testimony and made a small compilation and put that on an ad for the election, Donald Trump would certainly win in a landslide because between her and her two other liberal professors, anti-Trump progressives that have donated to every Democrat candidate and voted for Barack Obama, if they just put her on a loop, he would definitely win in a landslide because, I guess, if she and her friends encapsulate that smug, Hillary Clinton-esque, accusatory, snide tone of just calling us all deplorables again.
Yeah, the less thans. We're the less thans of the country. And thank God for the elites who they are self-declared. Thank God for them, or otherwise this country would go to hell in a handbasket. And that is the drive and motivation all along on this impeachment for 3+ years. And it will continue if, for some godforsaken reason, Nancy Pelosi holds on to the gavel after 2020.
Yeah, and I hope that's not the case. I mean, when we looked at 2018, Matt Gaetz actually said a very good statement. The Republicans didn't go after Nancy Pelosi for the last year, trying to unseat her in a variety of political tricks and maneuvers like the Democrats have used against this president and against the American people since 2016. So they've been using these tricks and maneuvers. And, when the Washington Post, I believe, published something just a couple days after the election of how to impeach a president, this was on their mind as soon as he won the election in 2016. The only thing that they wanted to do was impeach the president.
Exactly.
And they got lucky because Nancy got the House.
Yeah.
But this is what's very interesting. She goes against her entire party and really against the American people because when you look at the polling, 70% of independents don't want impeachment, where before, when this started, nearly 50% wanted.
Exactly.
So that's a dramatic shift against impeachment.
Well, the other thing to note here, Megan, also, and I thought you were going to point to this, is that two-thirds of the Democrats that voted, in 2016, two-thirds of these Democrats have voted for Trump, but switched their vote in 2018, trusted Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats with their rhetoric and said, okay, we're going to give you the keys to the car. Guess what? Two-thirds of these Democrats are saying they're voting for Trump. So they're taking back their vote and they're giving it back to Trump. So what are the chances with these two-thirds of the Democrats going back to siding with Trump? You know a split vote is not going to happen. What are the chances of Nancy Pelosi being able to hold the House?
Doesn't look really good for her right now, and I guess she's willing to die on the impeachment sword because that is their Harry Carey.
Well,
the impeachment is their Harry Carey, and they're willing to commit it.
There it is.
So
she's
don't
national.
Let me get in the way.
Okay, we're going to go. We got to let commercials get in the way right now, Megan. So we're going to take a little break. Co-chair of Red Wave America PAC, the Media Equality Project, serves as the national spokeswoman for MediaEqualizer.com. More from Megan after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Hustlers, the White House got it bumped. Speaker of the House is Nancy Pelosi. She's fan-suited as they come. If you violate the Constitution, she's not a grandma you wanna cross. Old Donald Trump called a nervous Nancy. You better just call her boss. just a car. Baby, when we're on her watch, you know, withholding Ukraine finances. You don't have for a policy to Giuliani. Don't mess around with Nancy.
I guess that's the deal. You just don't mess. That's the way she would like to have it anyway. But, hey, look, it's, in her heart, she says she has love. And I got to tell you, Megan, you know, I had to tweet, you know, back right away on that to say, well, and of course, being a practicing Catholic as well, I will tell you that it really bothers me that somebody who wants to use the religion as a shield. And so then it goes, okay, well, let me ask you this. If you are such a devout Catholic and you have so much love in your heart, of course, this is all in response to a sidebar question, which we never see Nancy Pelosi come back to the podium. Once she walks out, she walks out. But this really got to her. I mean, this got under her skin when the reporter asked her, you know, do you hate Donald Trump? Boy, I'll tell you, she got fired up and rather annoyed, and of course, this is what inspired the song. That aside, the truth is, she used her religion, her Catholicism, as some sort of shield. And so what I tweeted out is saying, wait, for all the love in your heart, how do you support the murder of unborn children? Is that love, or what kind of love is that? And because even in the Catholic Church, we do believe in the Ten Commandments, and it does say clearly, thou shalt not murder. That's my question to Nancy Pelosi. And, I just put that out there. So, yeah, we can, you know, think the song is cute, and, you know, you don't mess around with Nancy. But let me tell you, and, I have said this several times, mark my words on this, the Democratic Party is going down. And they are going over an abyss. And Nancy Pelosi, because she surrendered to the pressure of the squad and the new breed of the Democratic Party that seem to be leading it, are just, you know, destroying this party. And you mentioned this in the first segment, Megan, and that is how the independents are swelling. And the reason that they're swelling with more voters is because they're leaving the Democratic Party in droves. You would think it's the state of California's version of the exodus out of that state, with, you know, similar to what's happening in the Democratic Party. So they're prepared to go absolutely, you know, to become Republicans, but they're quick to say, you know, I didn't leave the Democratic Party. It's the party that left me. And it's just as well, because the walls are coming down. They're going to crash and burn. And this is going to be incredibly devastating to the Democratic Party in total.
Well, another thing that's going to be very devastating to the Democrat Party in total is simply their lineup of candidates.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a bench.
Right.
If they're going to, again, either commit Harry Caray on impeachment, but they're doing the same thing with nominating any one of those people.
Right.
Biden, mm-hmm. Warren, Sanders. Who's their bench? They're gonna leave with Biden?
Right.
Biden just got in a tongue tango, wanted to throw down an 83-year-old farmer who voted for Barack Obama,
mm-hmm.
Called him old, too old to vote for him.
And suggested he was fat. Yeah.
And called him fat. So this is, you know, when Joe Biden is questioned about Hunter Biden, oh, man, he wants to take the gloves off and keep punching and punching and punching, I guess, until he gets more voters.
Let's do push-ups.
Yeah, more voters.
Yeah, see, if I can beat you, if I do more push-ups than you do, that means I'm right and you're wrong, right? That's
right,
the new qualifier.
He's on this something called the No Malarkey Tour. The only people that know about malarkey is the 83-year-old guy that just stood up and asked him a question about Hunter Biden.
Right.
So,
exactly.
You know, no one before 1940 really understood, or 1950 rather, used the word malarkey. And so not only are they losing independents, they're losing these 83-year-old farmers because Joe Biden wants to beat them up. Mm. And all of the Democrats right now that are leading want to abolish charter schools. Well, guess what's really important to minority voters? Charter schools.
Exactly. And why, Megan? Why is it so important?
Well, because they're stuck. Normally, minority voters live in Democrat-controlled communities with Democrat and a Democrat-controlled school system, and they're failing.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So that when they have a lottery that gives them the opportunity to pull their children out of failing schools and put them into charter schools, minorities tend to be the largest percentage of lottery holders to get their kids into a charter school.
Exactly.
Well, Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders have both promised to abolish charter schools. And I'm gay, Buttigieg, or whatever his name is. You can't pronounce his last name. Not a good candidate. He's only 5'3". Usually, and I think Pete Buttigieg and Michael Bloomberg are both battling on who could be shorter and have a smaller podium.
Well, would you do me a favor? Would you tell Bloomberg to, you know, for all the money he has, to get a groomer and somebody groom his eyebrows? I mean, that just drives me nuts. I'm going, wait a minute, you make too much money to look so sloppy.
Look at Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders is a multi-millionaire. It looks like he combs his hair with a balloon. So we don't have a very good roster of candidates that are appealing visually. But in policy, and this is where the Democrats fail, and this is why they're going to impeach the president, because they don't want to have a healthy debate. They want to have an unhealthy smear campaign in order to further divide this country. If they believe that they can divide and conquer, and if they're going to torch the country on their way out the door and light the match on the fuse as they go out, well, by God, they're going to do that, because it's just like what Barack Obama did to this president. Historically, we've had a peaceful transition of power. Was this a peaceful transition of power? No.
Yes.
It was absolute chaos, and it was purpose. I was on purpose.
Yeah, and I don't know how President Obama thinks he's going to be able to escape this, because all this that we're dealing with is the fruit of his administration. This all happened on his watch, Megan.
Well, yeah, and so we're going to get the IG report, which I don't trust, because I don't trust anybody in Washington, D.C.
Well, you know, he's been
around the swamp for 30 years. I don't think that that is someone that can really be trusted. But here we have to wait for another IG to produce a report to find out exactly who did what and when within the Barack Obama administration. When did they know and when did they know it?
Mm-hmm.
So I want the Senate trial. I actually want Nancy Pelosi and her do-nothing Democrats to actually impeach this president, because then it goes to the Senate trial, and that's when we can pop the corn.
Exactly.
Because the Senate is going to have their own trial and call their own witnesses, and they get to hire their own lawyers. And I was just saying, one of the lawyers that they should hire is Mark Levin. And then let's really grab the popcorn, because Mark Levin would tear Hunter Biden or Joe Biden or any one of the deep state actors 16 ways to Sunday and expose them for the frauds and the charlatans, the corrupt criminals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just go down the list, you know, Bannon, Comey, you know, go right down the list. And I mean, if you're really earnest about wanting to clean this up, what I was going to say to you about, about the IG report in Horowitz is an institutionalist. I mean, his heart is with the bureaucracy and with the FBI. He's going to want to protect it, and he can only deal with those. And the people he can only ask questions were the current employees. So the ones that are no longer employed by the FBI, he couldn't interview, and I doubt that James Comey, I doubt that McCabe and several others, offered voluntarily to come in and offer any kind of insight into this deal. So I'm not looking for any huge bombshells out of that like you are. My only hope, if there is hope to be held, is with Bull Durham, because he has seated already a grand jury, and he has subpoena powers. And we'll see. We'll see if he has the intestinal fortitude and the true courage to really open this up and get down to the bottom of it. We only got about 15 seconds left, Megan. Go ahead.
Well, as President Trump said, this should never happen against another president. And the only way it can is if you have criminal accountability.
Without a doubt. She is the national spokesperson and founder proprietor of ReaganBabe.com.
You heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing? Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democrats one step closer to impeaching President Trump. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Today, with the Speaker announcement, she has weakened this nation.
House Minority Leader, California Republican Kevin McCarthy telling reporters,
it was not new news. They always had this pre-written timeline from the day they got sworn in.
President Trump in a tweet saying, I say if you are going to impeach me, do it now, fast, so I can have a fair trial in the Senate, and so that our country can get back to business. We will have Schiff, the Bidens, Pelosi, and many more testify, and will reveal for the first time how corrupt our system really is.
Saudi Arabia's state-owned oil company's IPO yesterday, the largest in history, selling 3 billion shares and raising $25.5 billion. This is USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Said the night wind to the little lamb. Do you see what I see? Way up in the sky.
Little seasonal music to keep us in the mood here. How you doing? Good to have you along with us. Hope you're enjoying a blessed day. It's 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Been looking forward to this next discussion and the two authors of this new book called The Suspect, An Olympic Bombing, The FBI, the Media, and Richard Jewell, the man caught in the middle. For many of us, we've been seeing the trailer of the Clint Eastwood movie that's going to be out next week about the story of Richard Jewell. And this book was a contributing source to the movie. And I want to welcome the U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of Georgia at the time of the 1996 Olympics and veteran Wall Street Journal reporter and editor. And they're here to talk about the story of this Olympic bombing. Kent Alexander and Kevin Sullivan, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Thanks, Bill. Doing well.
Well, let's start with you, Kent, as the Northern District of Georgia AG or your U.S. attorney at the time of the bombing. How did this story, I mean, you're there, so you're seeing this and you're going, wait a minute, this has to really be brought out, because though this went through the normal cycles, I think if you ask people today about Richard Jewell, they really still are not fully connected to the real story and what happened to Richard Jewell.
Sure. Well, just looking back 23 years ago now, it was 1996. The Olympics were in Atlanta. There was a bombing in the middle of the Olympics in Centennial Park. 50,000 people were there. And because of Richard Jewell, who discovered this package before there was a blast, only two people died, 100 injured, but it could have been way worse. So he went from hero to villain in a matter of a couple of days. And I was behind the scenes with the FBI as they were investigating. Kevin, my co-author, will talk in a minute, was heading the Wall Street Journal coverage for the Southeast. And both of us thought it was such an interesting story of how things went terribly wrong when Richard Jewell, in fact, turned out to be the hero at the end of the day. So we decided to write about it in sort of novel-like form and in a suspense way, and we're happy to work with Clint Eastwood and his team on their movie.
Yeah, what a great story and a tragedy all at the same time that you bring out in the book, the movie as well. Kevin, for you as a veteran Wall Street Journal reporter, as the events are unfolding here, what is the combination of the facts in your guts telling you at the time?
Well, you know, Bill, there was tremendous pressure on all sides to find out who was the bomber. You know, this was, as Ken mentioned, this was an enormous event. This was the largest peacetime event in history, the Olympics of 1996. There were 197 nations there. 2 million people had flocked into Atlanta. And there was tremendous pressure on all sides, law enforcement, the media, the Olympics organizers, to try to figure out, right, who did this heinous crime of setting off a bomb in what was essentially the town square of the 1996 Olympic Games.
Exactly. Well, Kent, you know, let's put this in context and remind everybody, 1996, where our country was psychologically. I mean, we had already had some domestic attacks. And was the Olympic Committee, was the city of Georgia on guard for this potential attack?
Yeah, just to remind your listeners, you had Oklahoma City not long before. You had Waco. Domestic terrorism was on the rise. You had the first World Trade Center bombing. This was well before 9/11, 5 years before 9/11.
Exactly.
But in answer to your question, were we unprepared? We spent, when I say we, law enforcement spent well over 2 years in Atlanta and Washington preparing for these games, knowing that there could be an attack either from at home or from abroad. So at the games themselves, there were 30,000 security personnel, including law enforcement and including people like Richard Jewell. So, yeah, there's a huge amount of planning that went into this, as happens at every game and will happen in Tokyo in this coming year.
Kevin, give us a bit of a TikTok here, if you can. Olympic Park and the moments before the bomb blast, as you reported, Richard Jewell saw a suspicious bag. His instinct said, there's a problem here. Go ahead and give us a rundown.
Yeah, Richard later kind of humorously says his seventh sense really told him that there was something that was wrong. Obviously, he decided just to skip over the sixth sense. But, you know, Richard was he was not your typical security guard where you just often think it's just someone sitting on a chair, not caring very much. Richard had had two law enforcement jobs, including as a deputy sheriff in a rural Georgia county, and had had kind of bad experiences with both. Had essentially gotten fired from both jobs and was in between law enforcement jobs, but he was a certified police officer of the state of Georgia. And so he was more vigilant than most security guards would typically be. And, in the middle of the night, he spots this, Alice pack, this military style backpack sitting in the dark under one of the dark green benches. And, the FBI would later know this bench as Bench A. And Richard decides, okay, this pack should not be there. He tries to find out the owner of the pack. He reaches out to, Tom Davis of the GBI, the Georgia Bureau of Investigation. Together they tried to find the owner of the pack. They're unable to do so. And so they move to, you know, the higher level of urgency. They call it in as a suspicious package. And by the way, I should note that there had been, that this was suspicious package number, not suspicious package, but this was bomb threat number 104 of the Olympic Games. We were only on eight.
Wow.
And, so, you know, the Olympics are a kind of place that brings out, you know, the crazies and the weird and and that kind of thing.
So, and of course, and you got 50,000 people there at Olympic Park. I mean, right? I mean, you got a concert. Jack Mack and the Heart Attack are getting ready to play. So you've got a throng of people concentrating in Olympic Park.
Yeah, and just to add on to
go ahead.
To add on to Kevin, so on the TikTok, it's the middle. It's the early morning. It's actually it goes from day 8 to day 9. Early Saturday morning, it's about 12:55 a.m. Richard Jewell spots this pack. They try to find somebody, try to find who owns it. He and another agent, an agent named Tom Davis. 12:57, Tom Davis calls it in as a suspicious package, and they start the whole process to check it out. 12:58, there's a 911 call that goes in a few blocks from a payphone a few blocks away. With the real bomber saying there's a bomb in Centennial Park, you have 30 minutes. There's no address in the 911 system. The police don't know where to go. The bomb techs crawl up. They take out a pen light. They take a look at this. They see pipes and wires. Law enforcement gathers, pushing people away. Jack Mack and the Heart Attack, the band you mentioned, Bills, playing in the background. People are just getting into the music. It's a party. It's a big party. And the law enforcement folks are talking about evacuating the park, and they're huddling just before the bomb goes off, and they were pushing people away. The bomb goes off, and it was just pandemonium. Ambulances, fire trucks. It was a moment that some people forget about in history, but at the time, it captured the world's attention.
Exactly. And Kevin, Richard Jewell, as you had said earlier, had this sense and this sense of urgency to get people out of harm's way. And so he was doing everything he could as, you know, speaking of the clock, as the clock is ticking here, because now we're down to minutes, right?
Yes, we're, you know, Richard doesn't know about the 30 minutes call. Nobody in the park knows about the 30 minutes call, the 911 call that Kent mentioned. And, you know, what he knows is that as these, as the ATF and FBI agents have crawled toward this pack with a pen light, as Kent described, opened up the bag, in fact, slightly breaking protocol, looking in it and crawling out as expletive, slow as molasses in wintertime, as
he
later described it. And he realizes this is real.
Exactly. Well, we've got to go to break. We're going to pick it up from there when we come back.
Want a hemp extract you can trust. One that is cultivated, harvested, produced, and packaged with quality in mind. One that undergoes extensive laboratory testing. Introducing Quantum Nutrition Labs Quantum Hemp Extract. Support mood, stress management, sleep, neuromodulation, a healthy inflammatory response, and the alleviation of minor aches and pains. Knowing you have the best quality hemp available, call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
This is sponsored by Office Depot. For small business owners, being flexible with your work environment is critical to establishing and growing your business. No matter where you run your business from, there are a few important resources to have in place to ensure that your operations are productive, efficient, and a step ahead of your customers' needs. Mona Bell, Product Manager of Consumer Printing at Epson.
Make sure you know what tools your business needs to function smoothly and choose efficient, cost-effective equipment to meet those needs. Many forward-thinking business owners are investing in a cartridge-free printer, like the Epson EcoTank Monochrome SuperTank. They are high-quality, reliable printers that free you from expensive ink and toner cartridges.
Available exclusively at Office Depot and Office Max, the Epson EcoTank Wireless SuperTank printers also allow you to print thousands of pages with each refill, giving you the convenience to focus on what's most important for your business. Find available product information and services at officedepot.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
It's all about freedom, ladies and gentlemen, and we're glad that you're here to fight the good fight with us at 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and our conversation continues with the authors of the new book, Suspect, which was a contributing source to the movie that's coming out next week about Richard Jewell, the U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of Georgia at the time of the 96 Olympics, and veteran Wall Street Journal reporter and editor, are talking story with us right now on this Olympic bombing, the FBI, the media, Richard Jewell, the man caught in the middle. Kevin, I believe we left off with you and or Kent, that you had police are coming in, they're checking out. You had a brave one of the brave individuals decide to go and out of protocol unzip the bag and realize, in fact, we got a bomb here.
Yeah, and Bill, what happens then is that Richard Jewell races into the tower. Mm-hmm. He pushes out the people who are working in that tower. That's the sound and light tower that he's responsible for the stage next door and for some television. And so it's technicians and it's sound engineers and it's light people. And there's 11 people in that tower, and he races up there, gets them out of that tower, and then helps to create the perimeter that that is protecting the people. They're trying to push back this partying crowd of 50,000 and pushing back. And law enforcement then gathers and tries to decide, you know, should we evacuate the park? They've already called the bomb squad from Dobbins Air Force Base, about 20 minutes away. Mm. And now the sense of urgency has really ratcheted up.
Right.
And of course, the bomb explodes. And, as Kent said earlier, because of the work of Richard Jewell, Tom Davis from the Georgia Bureau of Investigation, and a number of other really brave law enforcement people, the result is that only one person dies on the spot. Another, a Turkish cameraman, later dies of a heart attack racing to film the scene.
Right.
And 111 people are injured, but it would have been scores more.
Without a doubt.
Had it not been for the work of Richard Jewell and the others.
Kent, you said that this was not the only bomb threat. There were over 100 bombings. We're day 8 of the Olympic activity and the celebration, and this is something the public was unaware of, that there were so many bomb threats, but this one was the real deal.
Yeah, they had actually deployed the bomb team from Dobbins Air Force Base, which Kevin mentioned, 103 times already. And so this is 104th, and there were a lot more bomb threats after that because they went up quite a bit once this happened. So, unfortunately, the public happily doesn't have to experience this much, but when you're behind the scenes with law enforcement, you deal with this with every Olympics and every major event there is. The bomb threats are just so common, but they don't turn into bombs very often, but when they do, it makes for scary Private Ryan type scenarios, and it was just horrible. It was devastation after this bomb went off.
Well, Kevin, our society, our culture has been so conditioned by instant gratification. And of course, they want to know right away who did it, and in this rush to judgment, you have a situation that turned on its head so quickly. Here you have Richard Jewell celebrated as a hero one moment, and in a matter, of a couple of days now, he's the culprit? The alleged culprit?
There were many reasons why law enforcement should have looked at Richard Jewell. You know, you always look at the person who finds the bomb and and reports it. And, you know, there was in 1984 at the Olympics in Los Angeles, there was a similar looking type of hoax in which a police officer found on the Turkish team bus a bomb, picked up the package, ran down the tarmac at LAX, and protected the team. He was cited as a hero, and then everyone figured out it was a complete hoax. The bomb was a fake. And so you had that incident. Then you had several other elements of Richard Jewell sort of being saying quirky things at odd times and having been fired from these two different jobs in North Georgia and being someone who collected guns, for instance. And so there was enough there that the FBI absolutely should have been looking at him. What completely upended the entire case was that someone in law enforcement leaked this story to a very enterprising reporter from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution named Kathy Scruggs.
Right.
And she reported the story. And so now all of a sudden this case is playing out in public as opposed to playing out behind the scenes.
Kent, today we're hearing a lot about whistleblowers and how they need to be protected and their anonymity, I think all sensitive to this idea of due process. So that things like what happened to Richard Jewell would not happen, but still understanding, like in the other situation in Los Angeles, for example, as Kevin just reported, we allowed some due process. We were able to get to the bottom of it and realize the hoax had existed. But it just really speaks to this time about our emotions ratcheting up so much so that in our expediency to find out, the facts, to the incident, that we jump to conclusions here. And sadly, Richard Jewell and his family were the ones that took the hit.
They took the hit in a big way, Richard Jewell and his mother, Bobby. And if you take a look at 1996, you had the situation where everything had sped up. In some ways, it was the first truly viral news story, bringing a man from obscurity to infamy. And as you said, Bill, 2 days, because in 1996, you had 15,000 journalists in Atlanta. You had NBC wall-to-wall coverage. You had CNN, which is already in place, but MSNBC went online a few days before. Fox News went online, not online, on air that year. Wall Street Journal, New York Times, Chicago Tribune. Everything sped up, and as you said, you got this issue with, you get an echo chamber that's worse today than ever, where you've got there's a little bit of news, and then you have something called confirmation bias, where it gets repeated, and somebody else repeats it and amplifies, and before you know it, Richard Jewell was called a fat, pale deputy sheriff in a national publication. He was called a village Rambo, a unidoofus. Mm-hmm. It was just horrendous. And so what we try to do in this book is tell the story of Richard Jewell. He's actually a pretty funny guy, and though he went through some horrible things with along with his mom, Bobby. Mm-hmm. But we tell the story through Richard Jewell's life and the intertwined lives of Don Johnson, the FBI agent, who in some ways made the case that wasn't. Kathy Scruggs, a wild, wonderful character played by Olivia Wilde in the movie, who broke the story. And then midway, it's their lives. And then midway through, we introduce the real bomber and three more bombings. So it's just it's a suspenseful tale. But at the end of it, the, one of the messages is about Richard Jewell and the human beings at the end of news stories and investigations when they've gone wrong and people start jumping to conclusions.
Well, Kevin, as a veteran reporter yourself, what's the takeaway for the media out of all this?
I think the clear takeaway is slow down. You know, we have now entered a time, and really this started in 1996, in which immediacy started to overwhelm accuracy. And the demand, really, I mean, the demand for that, right? Mm-hmm. And it's, the media was feeling tremendous pressure, as Kent mentioned, you know, all of these journalists in town. And, you know, this, essentially this social media story in a pre-social media era. Mm-hmm. And of course, as social media has come up with Twitter and Facebook and such, it has only accelerated all exactly. of that. And now we not only have, journalists attempting to do this, but we have the public demanding immediacy. I need to know the answer right now. And sometimes we don't know the answer right now, but it's so easy to rush to judgment and it's so easy to pile on once someone else rushes to judgment. We're at a fairly dangerous spot from a media and public perspective.
Yeah, because what potentially is at loss here is credibility of the media, and we need credibility of the media like never before. My prayer and hope, I have to share this with you, Kevin, directly, that I'm just praying that we can reconnect here in terms of some good journalistic values and principles that I think that have been abandoned in the absence of, you know, the true, if I might say, the true and earnest pursuit of truth and the facts over expediency. Kent, we got about a little over a minute here. I'm going to let you wrap this up here for us. As the U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of Georgia at the time, you had a chance and you got a feel. I mean, I know Kevin as well, but you probably more directly of who Richard Jewell is and his legacy. I mean, he's since has passed away. So I'm going to let you wrap it up and bring us home.
Sure. Richard Jewell was an American hero. That's at the end of the day, I hope people recognize that. He was a good guy, he was doing his job, and he did it incredibly well, and he saved a lot of lives. And for Kevin and me, we were just we're so happy to have been able to tell this tale in sort of a suspenseful book, and equally happy that Clint Eastwood and Warner Brothers chose our book as one of the based on sources and brought us on as consultants. I think the book is the big story, and the movie is a wonderful movie and really entertaining and tells the story well in broad strokes.
Well, we're looking forward to it. It comes out on the big screens next week. The world will know his name and the truth, right?
Absolutely. I hope so.
They're the authors of The Suspect, Kent Alexander and Kevin Salwin right here. Gentlemen, thank you so much. Appreciate the time.
Thanks very much, Bill.
Enjoyed it.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even
Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that.